Guitarist and vocalist for Jupiter Marvelous, Anthony Marcello is no stranger to music. Born in the Sioux, he has been surrounded by it his whole life, having family members and friends involved in the local music scene. "I've been playing music with my dad since I was around 8 years old," says Marcello, who handles guitar and vocals for the band. His father Tony is well known for playing in many local and touring bands over the years, including most recently, the Killer Hooks. For the Jupiter Marvelous frontman, music is a huge part of his life. "Music was always played at home when I was young because my dad played accordion, piano and guitar. We would play together a lot at our big Italian family gatherings." For Marcello's bandmate, bass player and vocalist Jacob Quarles' interest in music came at a young age after confusing an instrument for a fish. "I got into music at around 10 years old, that's when I picked up an instrument," says Quarles. "I wanted to form a band with a friend and he told me to learn bass. I didn't understand how a fish was an instrument in that moment, but I soon came to learn." The concept of what Jupiter Marvelous was to become came to Marcello in those early years of learning how to play and write music. "Jupiter Marvelous as an idea has been around since I was in high school," says Marcello. "It was always the name I wanted to use when I wrote songs." Before he started releasing his own material, Marcello played with other original artists like Jesse Marino. "I started the band because I had finished playing with Jesse Marino and I really wanted to get some of my music out there, but I didn't want to be a solo artist," says Marcello. "So, I called up a couple friends and through a few lineup changes we found what works for us." Jupiter Marvelous was officially born. An EP of original tunes entitled Weather Vane was released under the Jupiter Marvelous moniker back in 2021. "The EP was something I wrote while working in a coffee shop and as a front desk clerk at a local motel," says Marcello. "I recorded, mixed and published it on my own in my aunt's basement and later in my first apartment. Stylistically, those songs had a summery, youthful naivety to them. Much more inspired by surf music and Hall & Oates. One of the tracks from that EP found a second life in 2024. The song Tin Foil Hat was placed in this year's hit slasher film, In a Violent Nature, by local director Chris Nash. "I was so thankful for the opportunity when they approached me and I'm still super grateful," says Marcello. "If you haven't seen it, it's great. Quite frightening, but in a whole different way." While that song gained some traction for the band by being heard by audiences everywhere the horror flick was presented, Marcello had a new album in mind with a brand new set of tunes. Marcello began playing and writing with more of his influences in mind, specifically for his band, which is rounded out by Shane Storozuk on guitar and Bradley Nixon on drums and vocals. "Jacob and Shane pop up all throughout the recording of this album," says the frontman. "We only formally became a band after I had written the majority of these songs." For Quarrel, the opportunity to record and perform with the band was something he immediately embraced. "I had worked with Anthony in the past on a solo project, having him rip some guitar solos on a track for me," says Quarrel, referring to his album Small Town Troubles. "When he called me up asking to play bass for Jupiter Marvelous, I couldn't refuse." When asked to describe the music the band creates, Quarrel struggles to find a clear definition. "One thing you will find with our music is that it's a mixed mutt," he says. "We take influences from a variety of different artists and genres while keeping a pop vibe on it. A little something for everyone. At the end of the day, we're making music that we love and that you can't get out of your head." Marcello says the latest album was recorded using minimum equipment in his basement. A few SM57s, aka microphones, and a Zoom interface, he laughs. "I produced and recorded all of it as well, for better or worse. Most of the instruments I tracked alone and then got Shane and Jacob in to do their parts for certain songs that I needed help with or that they had co-written." He notes that there were some special guests who also performed on the album, notably Trey Pereno on the drums for the song Juice Box and Michaela Mertinen, from Zeno, for the beautiful counter vocal in the song Losing Battles. Marcello recorded the music and then sent it to Indiana-based engineer and producer KB Witt to mix and master it. "I think he did a phenomenal job," says Marcello. "It is such a huge step up from the Weathervane EP. I'm happy to be working with all these great people." The album, Isn't This Supposed to Be Fun?, was released at the end of November and was supported by a series of pre-release and release shows. The first single from the album is an infectious pop number called Cherry Girl. The band is currently in talks for a potential tour next summer, as well as some local shows. There are also plans for music videos to help promote the album. "The album is a charcuterie board of rock music," says Marcello. "I think there's something for everyone on it." For a band that is truly only a year and a half old, Jupiter Marvelous has come a long way from their high school music dreams. Find out more about Jupiter Marvelous on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. Isn't This Supposed to Be Fun? Can be heard on your favorite streaming service.